Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, people, thank you so much for hanging on tonight. You people who are listening. I'm just so excited, and I can hardly control myself. I just can't believe that I'm doing what I'm doing. Got this radio show. Just got back running my fourth New York Marathon. I'm surrounded by the greatest people I've ever met in my life. I mean, we got Jacob Katzelhauer, Jacob Katzelhauer Tyler. We got Matt Goodwin. We got Mr. Marine Jeans. You know, Gene Andrews, we got Winston. I mean, golly, I got the best staff on the face of the earth. We just got through with Bob Mazur, the DEA agent who had infiltrated some of the most vicious gangs on the face of the earth. We'll have to get him back. I still don't know how he survived. Well, I take that back. I do know how he survived. Like he said himself, he could not have survived without God Almighty. But anyway, we're getting ready to go into one of the hottest guests I know of, in the land right now. And what a great man. We're going to bring Rudy Davis on. He has a prison ministry. We had him on some weeks ago and he completely scored a touchdown and hit the game winning home run. And I'm glad to have him on with Jacob tonight. Man, I'm the luckiest guy on the face of the earth. I got these young guys, you know, I got this old 71-year-old brain, and I'm so glad I brought these young guys on to help let me know where I am and what I need to do. And with that, Rudy, I'd like to bring you on and get started, fella. And what are we going to talk about tonight, fella?
Well, Eddie, first I want to say what an encouragement you are running a marathon at 71 years old. I got to say, I hope I am that good a shape when I am 71. You're an encouragement to us all. But Eddie, I would like to be a watchman on the wall tonight. I would like to cry aloud and spare not. I believe we have a serious, serious problem going on in this country where the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the IRS work in conjunction with mainstream media and Southern Poverty Law Center, and they are killing, imprisoning, and torturing our innocent brothers and sisters all across this country, and they're putting them in secret hellhole prisons. And some of the things I say tonight, Eddie, people might listen to me and say, well, I think he might be exaggerating a little bit or he's stretching the truth, but I back up everything I say. I ask people to look into it and, you know, check out what I say and make sure that what I say is right. I don't want anybody to take anything on faith, but we are in a serious issue, a serious situation where we need the hand of God Almighty, not only for our protection, but we need a Samson with a jawbone of an ass to stand up to the Philistines, and we need somebody who's going to set this straight. And I'm just sick and tired of getting, you know, Eddie, I get letters and emails all the time from a new person being put in prison. Like there's another guy been put in prison. Another guy like Jacob Goodwin has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for absolutely nothing, did not get a fair trial. Just recently, they put Texas Congressman Steve Stockman in prison. He was calling for the arrest of Obama, the arrest of Eric Holder. He wanted Loretta Lynch to be put in jail, and they put him in prison for 10 years, Eddie. And his wife is out raising public awareness about his situation. The Department of Justice is full of devils. And another thing, Eddie, and I could go on for hours, as you know, but one other thing I want to bring up real quick is this red flag law in Maryland is a big-time situation that we all need to be aware of. They murdered a man named Gary Willis. They showed up at his door at 5 o'clock in the morning to take his guns, and he didn't like that, and they murdered him. And if we allow them to get away with that, then shame on us. I believe there's some seriously bad situations going on in our country. The police chief, whose name is Anna Arundel, said the shooting is evidence that we need even more red flag laws. And if your audience doesn't know what red flag laws, we really need to cover that because they're going to use those laws to confiscate our guns and to take away our firearms unconstitutionally. But God bless you, Eddie, and thank you for letting me be on your show. And there's so many things to talk about, brother.
You know, I'm the one thanking you for coming on, Rudy, because you know what? I could just go get a cheeseburger or something, just turn it over to you and Jacob. You can roll. And you're talking about my marathons. The only trouble is, after I run one, I can't remember. Sometimes I can't remember if I did it or not. I'm getting old, you know, and I have to ask my daughter or my wife, did I really do that? Well, yeah, you did. You know, so y'all guide me now, because I do kind of go wandering off every now and then. And God bless Sam Bushman, because I know he had you on his radio show exposing what's going on in this country. And we're going to have to do it to the best of our ability to expose this government. And this may be going off of down a rabbit trail, but Rudy, I know you're a minister. And you being a minister, and I know you're well-versed in the Bible, do you think the United States has do you think we're already under judgment, or do you think it's too late to pray? Because I know in some of the, I believe it is, was it Jeremiah, or was it Isaiah, when God told him, do not pray for these people, unless you, he said, he came back and said, yes, you can pray for these people, but pray, and I'm paraphrasing it, but pray for the destruction, because I'm getting ready to do them in. And that's my own little version. But what do you think, Rudy? Is it too late to turn this country around?
Very, very good question. And when Jacob, when they sent the spies into the land, and Joshua and Caleb were the only two that came back with a good report, I don't want to think that it's too late. God hasn't came down and told me specifically it's too late for our country, but it certainly looks bad. But I'll say this: there is a darkness that has moved upon our country. And they're using the Department of Justice, the FBI, and our court systems to imprison and kill us, and you know, death by prison. And they're using law enforcement officials to enact legislation. But if it's too late, God hasn't told me that, Eddie. So I'm going to keep praying that we can turn this thing around. But I do know there are some wicked, wicked individuals within the Department of Justice and the FBI. And if God needs to take them out, like in Psalms 109, it says, I pray that their wife become a widow and their children fatherless. If we have to pray Psalms 109 on these individuals who have targeted us and become enemies of freedom-loving people, then so be it. I turn that over to God and let God make that decision.
Well, you know what? If I'm not mistaken, I'm not the Bible scholar, but the one and only King David, and I've said this on the show before, but King David was a man after God's own heart. And he was famous. He was famous for killing people. That's why he was. There was a song, and I know people probably get bored with me saying this, but it's one of my favorite parts of the Bible. The old Hebrews, the old ancient Israelites, had a song for King Saul. They said King Saul killed his thousands, but King David killed his tens of thousands. King David, there's a psalm, King David, he says, and they say, well, you're not supposed to hate, but God doesn't hate. Oh, yes, sir, God does hate. God hated Esau in the womb. He loved Jacob. And also, and I think it's Psalm 135 or thereabouts, like you'd say, 71. But King David was praying for these people's destruction. He said, oh, Lord, they despise you. They disobey your laws. He said, God, I hate them. And I hate them with a perfect hatred, not just a regular straight up hatred, but I hate them with a perfect hatred, and take them out, oh God. And that's the truth.
Amen.
And
I just got it. A lot of people feel uncomfortable with what you just said, but that is absolutely biblical. God, in Amos 5:15, it says, hate the evil and love the good and maintain judgment. There is God is a God of judgment. And it says God is angry with the wicked every day. And it says God hates the workers of iniquity. And when they murder us and put us in prison, and when they torture us in prison, is there not a cause? And I would say we have a cause here. There is some serious...
Rudy, we got to go to a break, fella. We hear the music. We're going to bring you right back, fella. We're going to rock and roll. People, hang on. We're going to rock and roll. Put on your asbestos underwear. We're coming right back.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. Whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Okay, people, we're right back with the one and only Rudy Davis. And listen, I'm going to bring another one of my great co-hosts on. He's a young guy. He could be my grandson, probably. And Rudy, I believe you said that your wife knows him. He is Jacob, and I love to call him Katchelhofer. We call him Jacob Tyler, but I just can't help it. Hey, I got to bring Katchelhofer on. Hey, Katchelhofer, what's going on tonight, fella? And I want you to come in here and start talking to Rudy, because I forget where I am sometimes, son.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be back on. And, Rudy, you probably remember me somewhat. You and I never spoke too much directly. We may have there was one phone call where we talked for, an hour or so, I think. But I was mainly in communication with Aaron. And but we all were working together pretty closely during the Hovindication campaign. And, we were that's where I met you guys and got to know you a little bit.
And, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I do remember you, and praise God for your efforts. That was another innocent brother they tried to put in prison for 20 years, and God gave the victory in that situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a really a miracle in action, and hard fought every step of the way. And it was a real honor to get to work alongside y'all in that, and of course, involved in it with y'all, but you and Aaron were spearheading those efforts, and that was where I first became acquainted with the sort of work the both of you do, and I commend you both for that. Praise God for the effort that the two of you are putting forth, and naturally, Zechariah 4:6 is our watchword there, but the efforts that the two of you put into vindicating and bringing awareness to the plight of these brothers in bonds, these people, many of whom we never even know them in so many cases, and these instances go on all the time where these people are being singled out and persecuted. And it is it's something I've been very burdened about for a long time myself, and it's difficult to really adequately describe the significance and what an excellent service it is that is being performed by the two of you and everyone who's involved in that. So it's something that's very undercovered and underrated. And you and Aaron are probably the two most active people that I know that are even involved in that. I've met some other good folks here and there naturally that do that, and I wouldn't presume to know everyone who's involved in that network, but it's not a very big one, because I've certainly felt for a long time that it was something that we really needed to get more organized on. And when I met you and Aaron and saw the work that y'all were doing, I was just thrilled in every way imaginable. And it's been a great blessing and encouragement to see the two of you soldiering on and setting the example that you do. So,
Thank you for the kind words, Jacob. I really appreciate that. And thank you for your efforts too. And I think we both agree that when we see an innocent man get railroaded in this satanic court system and then sit years and years in prison, and the body of Christ forgets him and just forgets that he's in prison, there's something terribly wrong. The Bible says you will know them by their love for one another. And I can't express how wicked this court system is and how wicked the federal prosecutors are that work for the Department of Justice. I think you have seen that firsthand. You know, when they prosecuted just before they sentenced Ken Hovind, who's a Baptist minister, before they sent him to prison, the judge gave a railing speech about how evil Ken Hovind was. And anybody who knows Ken Hovind knows what a crazy exaggeration, and just outright lies that she said. But she called Ken Hovind worse than a rapist, and then she had the typist changed that, but there were 8 people that heard her say that and signed an affidavit. So these judges get away with wickedness all the time, and somebody has to hold their feet to the fire.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, Judge Casey Rogers, she
that's
definitely
right.
Made a name for herself in all the wrong ways in that case. And I recall that. And there was the other people involved too. It was quite a motley crew of people on the prosecution team. I remember the Atchison.
Yes, that's right. I think it was David John David Atchison or John
David.
David. I can't remember.
Atchison.
Yes, he went and hung himself in his cell when he was caught trying to have sex with a toddler, and he was one of the main prosecutors against Ken Hovind. These people are wicked, and when Eddie talks about I hate them with a perfect hatred and that we should not pray for them. But if we do pray for them, that Psalms 109, I advocate that everyone go read Psalms 109. These people are wicked, and they are putting innocent men and women in prison for filthy lucre. They have whored out their own soul, and we've got many examples of these people and what they're doing. And if people want to know more about, innocent men and women in prison, they can go to our website and just look up example after example after example. I could talk about it for hours. I'm sure you could, too.
Absolutely. Well, and what was so instructive about the Kent Hovind case, too, and, even with, the most recent incident with Jacob Goodwin and everything, anyone who meets his family and even meets Jacob Goodwin in passing or reads any of the things he's written from prison can see he's a real salt of the earth kind of guy. But, to the layman who might not know anything about it and just goes off of what they hear on TV, they might still think, oh, well, that stuff that you're talking about, Rudy, that happens to people that they, in a way, they bring it on themselves. They stick their necks out. Maybe he is a decent guy, but look, he was associating with Nazis and white supremacists, quote unquote, and all that. In many cases, it's people that are very, very hard right, and they're very, radical and in your face about political stuff. And even though, those of us, our listeners and certainly those of us who are, involved in the show know better, we at least understand how to the layman who gets most of the information from CNN or even Fox News. Fox News isn't much better most of the time. They might think, okay, yeah, but that's those people. They're putting themselves out there in this way, and so if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And what was so telling about the Kent Hovind case was that it thoroughly refuted that notion. It's like, no, you don't have to be some ultra right wing, a little to the right of Attila the Hun activist to have the state set its sights on you and viciously persecute you and railroad you, and destroy your life like this. You can just be a Baptist minister who is a little bit outside the box in some of the stuff he talks about in his ministry. But, at face value, Kent Hovind was just a Baptist preacher who runs a quaint little dinosaur theme park out of Pensacola. And, people were people who look at him, would just see that as opposed to some kind of a radical who, whatever the truth is on the matter, they could easily marginalize in their mind. And so that that it was an instance where I think the enemy was really overplaying its hand in many ways, and just showing how genuinely vitriolic and hateful they are, because you know, they're putting an actual preacher, a guy who runs a ministry that reaches people internationally, in the crosshairs over tax issues, and giving him, even if they were right, which, you know, there's a whole separate debate there about whether or not they had any grounds to go after Kent Tobin, but even if you assume the government was completely right and justified and or completely correct in their grievance with Kent Tobin, the punishments that they were doling
right.
out to him were vastly in excess of the crimes that he allegedly committed. So,
you're so right. You're making an incredibly important point, and you know, regarding not only Kent Hovind, but the same point you're making regarding Kent Hovind could be made for Schaefer Cox, could be made for David Hinkson, could be made mm-hmm. for Charles Dyer, could be made for Jeffrey Winehouse. Jeffrey Winehouse was simply a journalist who was putting out a bulletin, and you know, they shot him twice in the head and twice in the chest. And then you make the point for Jacob Goodwin. Jacob Goodwin, DeAndre Harris ran at him. DeAndre Harris is the one who swung a flashlight at Harold Cruz. And if you see the photo with Harold Cruz and the huge bump that was on his head, I mean, it looked like it could be a life-threatening blow, right? And DeAndre Harris is the one who started that. And now we've got
well, guys, we got to go to a break.
Years in prison.
We've got to hear the music coming up. What a fantastic interview. People listening, I hope you'll not have to wonder why I picked these young guys to come on to help me. That's all I have to do is hand the ball off. Well, anyway, we'll be right back, people, and we're going to get right back into it in just a few minutes. Just hang on to your seats.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Well, people, we're coming right back with this great interview with this fantastic guest, Rudy Davis. What a great Christian man. He's got his heart and soul in what he's doing, trying to stand up for people, you know, for political prisoners all over the United States. And I'm so delighted that Jacob has such a wonderful grasp of this topic tonight. But, you know, you mentioned the FBI, the IRS, and SPLC. Man, what a bunch of they're just so evil from the very, you know, from the top to the bottom. Now, we do have some good individual agents, but they're just being used to voice what y'all said. These agencies are just being used to club us good citizens down, you know, just to club us over the head. And, you know, Jacob was mentioning this preacher. They put him in jail, just a common low, not low, but a poor preacher, put him in jail. Well, that's who they hate. You know, they hate the godly. They hate the people that, you know, that look forward to, that worship their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'd like to make a quick announcement before I go back to our guests and go back to Jacob. You know, we made an announcement, I think, on the last show, but here's what we'd like to do. Here's what Blood River would love to do this for our political prisoners. We are planning, we're in the stages, we want to plan a rally, a family reunion, whatever you call it, whatever you want. We want to have it in Arkansas. And the reason I picked Arkansas, we want to have it near Jacob Goodwin's home. His mother, Tamara Goodwin, has said she can rally quite a few volunteers there, her church members, her fellow ladies, other people over there that are concerned citizens in Arkansas. And I want to have it. And I don't have a specific date yet, but here's what I want our listeners to do. We want people that are good at planning events. We want them to help us do this. I've never done it in my life. I've never planned an event in my life. I'm not really that organized, but I know some of you people out there in the audience are. We're going to need money because I want to bring my entire staff. I want to bring Jacob there. I want to bring Matt Goodwin. I want to bring Gene Andrews there. I would love to bring Winston. It takes money, but if y'all will supply us the expertise, the ability to plan, we could use probably picnic tables. We'll have to feed the people too. And it's going to be pretty near this part of Arkansas, in Harrison, Arkansas. I've been told there's quite a few hotel rooms there. And it's not that far from Springfield, Missouri, which is a pretty good sized town. They have a lot of hotels there. And we also have, you know, other hotels around that place up there in Branson, Missouri. So it's within about 35 to 40 minutes of all these places I've told you about. But people, if you will, get in touch with me, get in touch with the Blood River Radio, and let us know. We need expertise, planning expertise to summarize, we need money and we need advice. But I'm begging you. I'm on my knees. I'm begging you. We have got to do something for these people that are in prison. We absolutely cannot let that go on. And with that, people, I'm going to go back to Jacob and Rudy. Y'all are doing one fantastic job, people. So go back. Jacob, you have any more questions for Rudy? Or Rudy, do you have any for Jacob? Y'all take it and run with it, guys.
Well, Jacob, I would like to address something you brought up earlier about, you know, when the average person on the street looks at some of these political prisoners, you made the point, you know, what do they see, right? And they can always make an excuse. And the point I want to share that I think Jacob brought up initially is you can always find a reason to sell your brother out. And I'll say this, you'll find out who your real friends are when the government makes you a dissident and targets you for prison. And
that's right.
when we look at Jacob Scott Goodwin, you can always find a reason to sell him down the river. But the truth of the matter is, and the reality is, that it was DeAndre Harris that was charging him, and he was on the ground, and Jacob did not do anything that caused permanent damage. It's nothing more than a street fight when I was growing up. We would shake hands the next day. There would not be anything made legal out of it. And now Jacob Scott Goodwin is 22 years old, going to spend 8 years in prison, when in the same city there's a man by the name of Hussein Stinney who murdered a man. Second-degree murder, got convicted, he's a black dude, and he gets 8 years in prison for killing a man. Now, there's something dramatically wrong with our criminal justice system. I believe we should abolish the FBI, we should have massive reform in our criminal justice system, and I believe we need to clearly identify who the enemy is, Jacob and Eddie. I give this speech a lot, but people can have differences of opinion, right? You can like chocolate, I can like vanilla, somebody else likes strawberry, doesn't mean a hoot. But as soon as you try to take away my guns, as soon as you try to suppress my freedom of speech, as soon as you try to steal from me, not only if you try to do it yourself, but if you want the government to come and do it, you want the government to show up at my door because of a red flag law, and you want the government to confiscate my guns, now we've gone beyond just having a difference of opinion. I get along with people with different opinions all the time. We shake hands. I don't want to take away their freedom of speech. I don't want to take away their guns. I don't want to limit their freedom and liberty. But when you want to do that to me, now you've crossed the line of somebody that just has a difference of opinion. Now you're my enemy. Now I got to fight you because you're putting my brothers and sisters in prison. You may want to put me in prison, and I'm not going to let you steal from me. I'm not going to let you put me in prison, and I'm not going to let you suppress my freedom of expression, even though that's, we know that YouTube and Facebook is blocking us left and right. But I do want to just reemphasize the point that, Jacob, you made earlier. You can always find a reason to sell your brother down the river. We don't need to be looking for reasons to sell our brother down the river. We need to be looking for reasons to stand up for Jacob Goodwin and realize that he got 8 years in prison, and that ain't right. Everybody knows he ain't a murderer, and he didn't mean no permanent damage to DeAndre Harris.
You know, Rudy, what Jacob Goodwin did do, he rescued a lady up there in Charlottesville. We had that lady on this show. He rescued her. He tried to save the gentleman you mentioned that was getting his head beat off with this Maglite.
That's right.
Maglite. He tried. That's all he did. That's what he was doing. And you know, you also like to go back what you call the red flag laws. I believe you named them, and they've already passed in Maryland. We can see it coming probably to all these other states. But it's just Orwellian what that chief of police said. You said she said, well, but basically what she's saying, we sent the cops up there to kick this guy's door down, and since the cops kicked his door down and killed him, well, that shows we need more red flag laws. You know, it's just Orwellian.
Let me read you the title of an article from the Capital Gazette. Anna Arundel, this female police chief, I have a problem with that right away, but that's just misogynist me. She says the shooting and the killing and the murdering of Gary Miller, I believe, or I forget his name, but terrible, I knew his name 10 minutes ago. But she says the murdering of that man was evidence that the red flag law is needed more than ever. What they're saying is we don't know what we prevented. And that we had to prevent this guy from going out and committing a crime, that he was convicted of no crime whatsoever, but one person, a disgruntled in-law, reported him as being dangerous. And so they had to show up at 5 o'clock in the morning and take away his guns. And now that we murdered him, we prevented him from going out and doing something bad, even though he had never been convicted of a crime. We don't even know what he was going to do, but we need to do this more. And I just found his name. I believe his name is... I just thought, go ahead. I'm sorry, guys. I had his name, but I feel terrible because I believe this guy's a hero, and I do not want to forget his name, but I think it's absolutely insane what they did to this man and how they murdered him at his front door.
And Rudy, I got one more.
Gary Willis.
Well, I'm going to chop in one more thing, then we'll bring Jacob back. I have some personal experience with that. Back in 2007, a lot of people were probably shocked to know I was in cardiac intensive care, and I've lost count of how many marathons I've run. I just run New York 4 times. But anyway, I was home. It was like the first day I was home from the hospital. Someone was knocking on my door, and I was laying in the back, in the back bedroom, and I just come out of cardiac ICU. So you can imagine how slow I had to be. Well, like, I looked out the window and I saw this little girl who'd been in her cove for years, and she was going back to her house. Well, I said, well, I don't know what she wanted. So I went and laid back down, and somebody was knocking on the door again, and I never go to the door anywhere without my 45. Well, just so happened, I went and opened the door, and these two thugs were sitting there in my doorway, and they were like bill collectors. Well, they had the wrong house. Well, it came down to like a showdown. I had my 45 at their head. They had theirs in mine. And it was, and, you know, we announced, you know, someone's going to die. You know, I don't know who. But anyway, it was a very, very hot. It was diffused finally. The Memphis, the MPD came, and it was a big scene. The thugs had the wrong house. They absolutely had the wrong house. And come to find out, the MPD was in on it. But I tried to push that through the justice system here in the United States, excuse me, in Shelby County, Memphis. It got nowhere with it. But I have personal dealings with that. And it goes on. I was just so fortunate that I survived that. I'm going back to you, Jacob. Go back. Any questions you have, son, or any comments?
Well, just carrying on the discussion we were having a little bit, too, there's a lot of thoughts, that go right along.
Oh, man, we got to go to a commercial. I hear it already. I'm sorry, Jacob. Well, and Rudy, we got to go to a commercial, but it's totally necessary. We got to make money for the show. Listen, people, we'll be right back, and I'm going to turn it in. Jacob and Rudy are going to take off, fellas. We'll be right back.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Go ahead. Make my-
my day.
Well, people were right back. This is a strictly emotional interview. It tugs at my heartstrings. I'm sure it does everybody else. I'm going to ask a question or two, and I'm going to get out of the way, and I want Jacob and Rudy to take us to the landing strip. Rudy, what can we do? What can our radio show do to help you in your ministry and working for these political prisoners?
You know. Thank you for asking, Eddie, and I hope I didn't steal too much time away from Jacob. God bless Jacob, and please forgive me, Jacob. I didn't mean to. I can go on and on because I feel so strongly about these prisoners, and it's such a wonderful opportunity to because you know we're doing the radio right now, right? We're talking to each other, we're fellowshipping. Your listeners are probably at home enjoying some good times with their family, and you know it's a change of seasons. We're going into the fall and the winter, but these prisoners. Day after day after day after day, month after month, year after year, sit in a just a hellhole. Some of them are in isolation, and I'm just, you know, my heart grieves for what's going on in this prison industrial complex, for-profit prison. But Eddie, when you asked the question, I want to make noise and shine light for these political prisoners. You know, we don't have a Kanye West or a Kim Kardashian to march right into Donald Trump's office and ask for a pardon. We got to make noise and shine light for our brothers and sisters who have been unjustly incarcerated. And that's what I want to do. I want the Spirit of the Lord to mightily come upon us, and we need to bury the Word of God in our heart, and we need to be so loud and unafraid of the consequences of this government and just share the truth and not allow them to direct the narrative. I would also recommend one more thing, Eddie, because I believe false flags are painting a narrative in order for them to disarm us. There is a video on YouTube called Dear Wolfgang, Revisiting Sandy Hook. It's called Dear Wolfgang, Revisiting Sandy Hook. I would ask your audience members to watch that and to question very seriously about what our government is up to when it comes to false flags and to using those false flags to promote an agenda to disarm us and to take away our guns.
That's so true. You know, with that, I'm going to let Jacob tune in and jump back in there, Jacob, and make any comments you have right now, fella. And I think we have about 8 or 9 minutes left. So y'all get going. Jacob, anything you have to say, son?
Thanks, Eddie. Well, first off, Rudy, no need to say any of that whatsoever. You know, we're just glad to have you on tonight. And you, as far as I'm concerned, are the leading spokesperson for this. So, you know, we're just glad to give you the mic. And you know, you're doing excellent work, brother. So keep that up. And I'm just glad to be able to be fellowshipping with you some on air.
Amen.
And you know, with our listeners. So, you know, one thought I did have about this, too, though, is that, and to a lot of our listeners, it might sound like preaching to the choir, but it's still good food for thought, you know, and even amongst our listeners that know about this stuff already, what Eddie's saying, what you're saying, you know, we cannot emphasize enough that these people are our brothers. You may not know them personally, but they're out there, you know, that before they were unjustly incarcerated, they were out there making a difference in their various fields of expertise or activism. And so, you know, they are our brothers in the trenches, firstly. And secondly, the well, at least it didn't happen to me mentality that it's so easy for so many of us to fall into is very dangerous, because the injustice that we countenance today is sure to become the tyranny that oppresses us, you know, tomorrow. And these guys, it's setting a dangerous precedent when we let them take down guys like Jacob Goodwin and Schaefer Cox. And, well, you know, we justify it with, well, you know, there's just not enough time in the day and I don't have time to help these guys out. Yeah, sure, I sympathize with them. But, I mean, there's just, what am I supposed to do? Well, there are things you can do. I'm not assuming that any one of you who's listening to this show has a lot of time on your hands or has a lot of money on your hands to you know, extra money laying around. We certainly have neither. I know Rudy doesn't. Rudy and Aaron don't. You know, they don't make any
you
money.
Got that right.
Amen. So, amen.
And so we're just doing what our conscience dictates, and we're passionate about this, and so we're putting ourselves out there and making a point to talk about it. You can do the same thing in your own capacity. It may not necessarily be by, you know, starting a radio show or what have you, but, you know, donating $5 here and there to causes like this, it adds up, folks. You know, five bucks is an amount that you spend that on a soda and a candy bar when you stop at the convenience store somewhere to get a snack. And, you know, you're not even going to miss it. And if hundreds of folks do that, it adds up. It adds up. You know, we don't have to. It would be great if some of the, you know, multimillionaire types or people that had all kinds of money and were independently wealthy did donate to us. Don't, if any of you are out there, don't feel like, oh, good, I'm off the hook then. But for the folks that say, you know, I don't have money, I don't have time, but you do. You've got 5 minutes here, you got $5 there, and that's all we're asking. And if everyone will do that, then it adds up really quickly because, folks, we can do with thousands of dollars what the enemy needs hundreds of millions of dollars to do. Every one of these cases that Rudy's been talking about, all this stuff that Eddie's been exposing for years, since before I was in diapers, you know, they're doing this on a shoestring budget. And all these things that they're talking about, these high-profile cases, you know, we haven't even – we can do a whole show just on breaking down the logistics of it and what the enemy pours into it. I mean, God only knows – what ungodly sums of money were spent on railroading Kent Hovind. You know, well, God doesn't only know.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars, Jacob.
Yeah, millions. Millions. And, you know, same thing with Jacob Goodman and all these guys. I mean, the enemy has to spend so much money. And all these people that they have, these lackeys like John Roy Acheson and Casey Rogers, and all, you know, they're only even doing what they're doing because the paychecks keep on coming. We do what we're doing whether the paycheck comes or not. And so every little bit that anyone can do, whether it's taking a few minutes to tell your friends about the show or, you know, talking about political prisoners, you know, whether it's donating even the most seemingly insignificant sum, it all makes a big difference. And it's the parable of the parable of the widow's mite comes to mind. And God is more pleased by the person who gives out of his want, you know, when they don't have much to give, than he is by the guy who's got hundreds of thousands of dollars, or, you know, has thousands of dollars in the bank, and he gives $500, you know, because he can afford it. I mean, we're thankful for that, and God bless them, the people that do that sort of thing too. But just putting it into perspective here, you know, your little $5 or $2 or whatever donation is, you know, means more than you realize, and all of these things, you know. Well, there's the parable of the widow's mite, and then there's the parable of the loaves and the fishes. So that's not even
Jacob. Let me chime in just a minute, Jacob and Rudy. I'd like to say this too, and I probably said it before, but I'll tell you what really, really gets my goat. It really makes me mad. It's for people to tell me, oh, well, I have a wife and I have a family and I have money and I have a position. I got this wonderful job. I can't get involved. You are the very people that need to be in jobs, need to be involved. You want these guys like Jacob, you want me, you want Rudy, you want us to go out there and get our head, rhetorically speaking, shot off, fighting for you, and then after the smoke's clear, you're going to come on and get on the side of the winner? No, sir. If we fight and we win or lose and we come back and you're still around and you didn't help, don't be in our way, that's for sure. And I'm going to shut up and get back to y'all. Y'all, we're running come out of time. But before we run out of time, Rudy, I would like you to say a prayer before in closing. I think we've got about two more minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
You bet. I will, absolutely. And I think that the Word of God is important for all of us as we go forward in this journey, and that we all need to bury the Word of God in our heart, because we know that our strength and our entire being comes from God, but He gave us a Bible that we can read, and we can derive confidence and assurity from that Bible. In Psalms 5:5, it says, "The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity." In Daniel 3:16-18, it's the best answer to tyranny I have ever read or heard about in my life, and it's the answer that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave when the king told them to bow down at the music. And there is those of us, and let me go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you. We ask that you guide us and lead us in this journey forward. And Lord, mightily fill us with your spirit, just like you filled Samson mightily with your spirit. And he went out and he slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Lord, there are wicked people on this planet that would like to see us dead and incarcerated and tortured and our freedoms taken away, and they want to see us in bondage.
But Lord, you hated Esau because he gave up his birthright. Lord, we love our birthright. We love our birthright that comes from Jesus Christ. It is a birthright of freedom and liberty. Lord, we do not take it for granted. We love our birthright, and we will not give it up. And Lord, we ask for your spirit to mightily come upon the members of this show and any audience members listening, that we can mightily slay in your name the Philistines who want to put us in bondage. We refuse to bow the knee to Baal. We know that there are others out there listening. And Lord, help us to stand up for our brothers and sisters in bonds. Help us to expose the evildoers and to call them out by name and to call out the wicked FBI and the Department of Justice and the IRS and the CIA. They are tools of the devil. We love you, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you be with each and every one of us and let us not take anything for granted. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name do we pray.
That is so great. And people, I'd like to tell you, you cannot hide under your bed. There's no place you can go and hide to get away from this evil. Well, y'all, we have run completely out of time. And I'd like to thank you, everybody, coming on. And for myself, for Matt, Jacob, Sam, and Rudy, good night. And we hope you tune in next week. God bless you all.